Taiwan Special, episode one for the week. Let's see. What was I going to talk about? I've got my little list here. You know, something's come up. I've traveling Vietnam and such and stuff. Democracy. You know, who is really responsible in democracy? This is just a little think piece for you. In Taiwan, technically it's a democracy, but there's a lot of complaint about how the government doesn't care about people. If you followed me at all, you know what I'm talking about. The government, they don't care. They do a bad job everywhere they go. It's really, really sad. But a lot of people in Taiwan complain about the government doing a bad job. The problem is, if you look at, I'm not gonna go on and on and on and on about Hong Kong and stuff, but the protests in Hong Kong, look at it. The protests in Hong Kong's technically not a democracy. Now, it should be because the Chinese promised, but since when do Chinese promises ever matter? So that's another discussion, but it's technically right or wrong, probably wrong. It's not a democracy. But the people in Hong Kong expect the government to honor the will of the people. And so if the government doesn't honor the people will rise up and be stronger and stronger and insist that the government serve the people. Because the people have the thinking of democracy, but the government doesn't. That's Hong Kong. In Taiwan, the government has the processes of democracy, but the people don't expect it. Now, the Sunflower Movement, the students occupied their own legislature. That happened. That was a one-time thing. In Taiwan, generally, for the most part, if the government doesn't serve and honor the will of the people just say, they didn't listen. Life's not fair, I guess. Our government's so stupid, it doesn't matter. I'm going to play games on my phone. You know, like, that's their general reaction. So, that's just a thought, you know, and I was talking with someone, in fact, I don't remember who. Who is it that really is responsible for Taiwan's government not respecting the people? It's the people of Taiwan that need to rise up and know that they are strong. It's you know, Tolkien really had some insight in Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers. Gandalf said, "The Ents are going to wake up and realize that they are strong." And a lot of people don't know the strength that they have. The Taiwanese don't know how strong they are. But it's not government's job for government to obey the people. It's the people's job to make sure that the government obeys the people. And I mean, Benjamin Franklin said after the Constitutional Convention, he's outside, someone asked him, "What hath you wrought?" He said, "A republic if you can keep it." And I wrote about that in the People's Party in my book. We don't live in a republic in America. It's not America's United States of America is not a democracy. It's not a republic. It's a republic if you can keep it. And you have to keep it. You have to be active. You have to participate and be real. Same thing with parents. You know, I'd see, in America, I'd go into people's homes and teach their kids, teaching piano lessons for 10 years. Now, you know, over here in Asia, I get people want me to teach their kids Bible or computer or whatever. And so I've seen it for 25 years. I've watched how different families raise their kids. And across the board, the parents that are active have better kids. The parents who go, "Oh, my kid won't listen." Like, that's all they do, you know. "Listen." You know, it's like, stop whining and grunting and growling and moaning and complaining and get up and make the kids obey. Don't be angry and vitriolic. Don't sit there and whine about it. Tell the kid to sit in a chair, pick the kid up and put the kid in the chair. Tell them first and then do it. You don't have to be angry about it. Action, you know, move, step on it, go, do something. Get up off your duff and go over and help the kids, teach the kids, make them do something. And the parents that are proactive in this have well-behaved, intelligent, understanding, insightful children who can get good grades. And the parents that don't step up and get off their duffs and follow through with what they say have kids that don't. And it's the same everywhere on earth. It's not about culture. Culture is just about which social disorders and emotional irresponsibilities and immaturities we choose to hang on to. In America, we're immature and irresponsible and socially inept in those ways. In Asia, they're immature and irresponsible and socially inept in a different set of ways. Oh, that's culture, which is code language for too many people to say it's trivial. The difference doesn't matter. Don't try to fix it. No. We want everything to be better across the board. And the way to make anything better, whether it's family or republic, if you can keep it in politics, is to be proactive. You only have something as long as you're standing up, stepping up and moving and being involved. I don't run a company. I'll tell you, leadership. I don't know. I can't speak to how to run things in a company. I mean, you have to do things at a distance. Government has to stay away from the people so as not to interfere. You know, a manager can't be micromanaging people. Micromanaging and being involved are two different things. I was in high school. We had an amazing band director in a fantastic band program, a C school. We played AAA music and got first division ratings at state music festivals. We were amazing. And the band made up 20% of the school. This amazing band director. And he let us run ourselves. He had a high standard. He'd lead. He'd be simple and easy to follow. He'd do a lot of stuff himself. He actually wrote the marching routines himself rather than paying some company to write the halftime show thing. Like, he would create those himself. Normally you'd pay thousands of dollars to have some company do it for you. He saved a lot of money for the school so we could do other things. And he would do some things himself because he was multi-skilled, but he would work hard. He would be at the school early. He'd leave late. But, I mean, that was his family. And, but he would do it at a distance and he would let us manage ourselves and he wouldn't micromanage. And so keeping a distance, staying at an arm's length, being involved, it's all involved on some level. You don't want a mother smother, so to speak, if I can say that, mother. You don't want to over mother smother the kids. You don't want to be angry and abusive. You don't want to be AWOL, but you've got to be active and not lazy. That's the thing. You've got to be there and involved. Same thing with training a dog. You know, it takes a lot of work. You got to get up and go do stuff. So, who's really in charge of democracy? Who's really responsible to make democracy be responsible? Okay, well, that's the Taiwan thought for the day. See you tomorrow.